Day 493, Tuesday, August 13th. Psalm 98, Psalms 98, 1-9, NKJV a Psalm. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel, all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises, sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn, shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world, and the peoples with equity. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states. Psalm 96 finds a parallel in Psalm. Both begin with a call for a new song of praise for the Lord, Psalm 96:1, Psalm 98:1. Both progress through widening circles of praise, first the congregation of worship at the temple, Psalm 96:1-5, Psalm 98:1-3, then all people on earth, Psalm 96:7-10, Psalm 98:4-6, and finally all creation, Psalm 96:11-13. And the two psalms end with rather similar language. See Psalm 96:11-13, Psalm 98:7-9. Another royal psalm of the set spanning, Psalm 98 also follows this thematic progression. 1. A call to praise God as the Savior VV 1-3. 2. A call to praise God as the King VV 4-6. 3. A call to praise God as the coming Judge VV 7-9. Nelson Study Bible, note on Psalm 98. As with the other psalms of this section, the Septuagint names David as the author, though this attribution is not confirmed. In fact, only two of the seven, Psalms 95 and 96, have confirmed Davidic authorship. The end of Psalm 98:1 introduces the psalm as what some call a divine warrior victory song. Expositor's Bible Commentary, introductory note on Psalm 98. The imagery of God's right hand, symbolic of favorable action gaining victory, was earlier used of his powerful deliverance of Israel from Egypt. See Exodus 15:6 compared Deuteronomy 4:34. It was God's right hand that afterward delivered the promised land into Israel's hands, Psalm 44:3. The reference in Psalm 98 could just as well refer to God leading Israel's armies to victory in David's day or later. It ultimately could also serve as an end-time prophecy of God's future takeover of this world, as explicitly mentioned at the end of the psalm. Verse 2 explains that God's saving acts in behalf of his people are also his self-revelation to the nations. In this sense, God is his own evangelist. See Psalm 77, see also Isaiah 2:10, Zondervan NIV Study Bible, note on Psalm 98:2. The end of verse 3 will be ultimately realized at the return of Christ in power and glory at the end of the age. Compare Isaiah 45, Luke 3:6. Only then will the psalmist's call for the whole earth to join in a joyous celebration of praise to the Lord the King be answered. See verses 4-6. Only then will the whole of creation be liberated from its current bondage to corruption. Compare verses 7-8, Romans 8:21. The psalm ends with the great announcement also made in Psalm 6:13. He is coming to judge the earth, Psalm 98:9, that is to rule all nations, and his judgment or rule will be righteous and equitable, meaning fair, reasonable, impartial, and just. End.